Where did you live?
We lived in a place called Woodbine Place. It was down where the old cattle market used to be. And so I had to walk to work, which was about, I suppose, about a quarter of an hour's walk or something like that. And I'd have to go out in the dark again because I used to do shift work. So I started work then at 6 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the following week I would do 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night. But my husband just worked ordinary days, so I'd have to leave him a meal that he'd put in the oven or put on the in a saucepan, on top of a saucepan to heat up. There's no microwaves. They weren't even invented, I don't think, then. Or if they were, we didn't know about them. Then we moved from there to a press place, University Press. That was a flat, and we paid, I think the rent then went down to 15 shillings a week. So that was really good. So we were rocking away with our money then. So then the next thing, I had felt pregnant with my eldest son, who's 40 now. And then we lived there for a little... No, we didn't live there. We moved to a house in Great Clarendon Street, and just before he was born. Then 3 years later, Simon was born. That was my second son. And I, of course, in the meantime, I'd given up work, so times were a little bit harder then because we had to live on one wage. But then again, we only paid a small amount of rent. We only paid a guinea, which was £1, 1 shilling then. So that was good for a house, in, you know, in that sort of state.
But was that still in Great Clarendon Street?
Yes, it was. Yes, that was Great Clarendon Street. Then we moved down here to this house, Albert Street, in... I'm not quite sure of the year of that. I think we've lived here about 31 years now, 32. So that's going back a bit, but it was in the 70s anyway we moved. Of course, our rent then was about £7, which we thought it was terrible, you know. How are we going to find £7? But we did, you know, so...
Is this house rented from the Oxford yes. University Press?
No, this is a council house, this is. So... But what happened with the press houses was that they had to be pulled down because there was a new school going up. So the press sold off the houses, and then that meant that council had to find us another house. So this is the house that they found us. So we were quite pleased with this, and we've lived here ever since, really. So